Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Sunday, February 6th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable lifestyle, urban farming, and all that great stuff that we love and practice every day. I would also like you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. The disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks. Chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality built chicken coops for every size flock and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com. Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pig.
pigeon hobbyist. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made BidBird auctions their new home. And get sold on BidBird. Incubation Specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensey.com. Brensey spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensey.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensey. Technology you can trust.
Fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us, folks. Today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, we are broadcasting live on location from Hershey, Pennsylvania. We are broadcasting live on the trade show floor here at the Bradley Caldwell Trade Show, and it is a mammoth place, and we really were going to set up, Jen and I, and do a test show today, but we thought, you know what, let's give you a sneak peek about what we're going to be doing tomorrow live on the radio show, and on Tuesday, we'll be broadcasting at our regular times. Hang on 1 second. I'm going to do a sound check here. Okay, now this is the question. Can you hear me in the... Okay, not there. How about now? Can you hear through the microphone? I mean, can you hear me? Jen? Okay, you can hear right out of the mic. Okay, unlike... Okay. Okay, hang on a second, folks. I'm going to test something I was working on a little bit earlier. Give me a couple of seconds. Testing, 1, 2, testing. 1, 2, test. Okay, let me do a sound check in the chat room. If you're in the chat room, if you can let me know, I switched a couple of buttons here. I was trying something earlier. Again, this is kind of a test show, but we're going to show you around here in just a minute what everything is going on and some of the vendors that are here. But also the main goal for this show for us is to get all of our technical glitches out of the way. So we appreciate if you're in the chat room, if you'll give me a sound check really quick. And I know there's about a 30-second delay, so by the time you say sound check, we'll know based on how everything's sounding. But on our switchboard and on our mixer, everything seems to be going good right now. So we got good sound check coming through. Just want to make sure we're broadcasting. I was trying to get things going here on the messing with a couple of buttons to make sure we get premium sound. Okay, I'm going to give the headphones back to Jen, and then we'll start going and going through the convention hall and showing you exactly some of the vendors that are here, some of the equipment they have, really kind of a pretext to what we can expect tomorrow and on Tuesday. So stay tuned. Just 1 second. Okay, folks, thank you very much for staying with us. Again, we're trying to work out some of the technical glitches, but we are, again, broadcasting live on location, both in HD video and via the chat room and via the radio, via online Blog Talk Radio. So what you're seeing is what we're doing live here in Hershey, Pennsylvania. We are broadcasting from the Hershey Lodge in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and a beautiful, beautiful location, and we've got two huge rooms to cover. I think I just scheduled the show for about 60 minutes, so we're going to go ahead and... No sound. From the chat room, no sound? Test.
Well, you wouldn't be able to hear me anyway.
Test. No sound in the chat room. Okay, hang on, folks. Testing 35. Testing 35. If you can hear this, type in a 35. Type in 35 in the chat room. We'll do one more test here. If you can hear this broadcast, 35, 35, type in 35 in the chat room for us. We really appreciate you helping us out with our sound quality.
No.
They can hear now? What was the... If you can hear, this is a test 35. This is how we do this normally if you're a new-time listener or joining us live when we do our on-site broadcast and try to get a sound check from our folks listening live out there in the chat room. Preparing for the... Okay, 30 people are typing in 35. Okay, we just want to make sure everything was good. All righty, so what we're going to do is... Hello, test? Okay, hang on just a second, folks. Okay, yes, there is a delay between the video. What you see on the video, the live HD video, is absolutely live 100%, and then you'll see probably my voice talking around 25 seconds past that. It's just the way the software works, but what you see is live, what you hear is live, but on a 30-second delay, and that's just, again, the way the software works. So what we're going to do, I've got Jen with the headset on. She's kind of running the controls. She sees what you're saying in the chat room. She sees what video you're seeing, and we're going to pull this card around, and we're going to go through and look at some of the things that are going on today. People are setting up their booths for the trade show. We're going to show you some of the vendors you may be familiar with, some of the products that you're probably already using every day regarding your backyard poultry and living your sustainable lifestyle. So, again, this is a kind of a test broadcast, but we need you folks in the chat room and our fans to let us know how we're sounding and the good, the bad, and the ugly. So when we do come live, when the show starts officially tomorrow and Tuesday, we know what to do and what not to do. So again, throughout this program today for the hour, we'll be asking you exactly how it sounds, how it looks, what needs to be fixed, and we'll see in the area as we move around where we may or may not have internet connectivity. So that's kind of the game plan there. So we're going to go ahead and kind of get started and walking through here. And Jen's going to show you, of course, we've got over here, Jen, if you can kind of send it over there, we've got Miller Manufacturing, and a lot of y'all may be familiar with them with the incubator products that they make specifically and some of their waterers and feeders. And so they're getting their little booth set up for the trade show. I know a lot of y'all are familiar with Miller Manufacturing, and they may be one of the folks that we'll be interviewing firsthand tomorrow on live HD video here on Backyard Poultry with Chicken Whisperer. Of course, next to them, we've got Uncle Jimmy's. Uncle Jimmy's. Many of y'all are probably familiar with Uncle Jimmy's Pecker Wrecker, and it's basically it's about the size of a brick, and it's great chicken. Really, it's chicken scratch that's kind of glued and made into a brick style form, and keeps those chicks busy while they're in the run. So we've got Uncle Jimmy's is here. We're going to come down here. Anything and everything that has to do with basically, of course, you got Equine here. Equine products. Coming on down, you'll get an idea of the size of this place. It's just absolutely mammoth, and this is basically describing the show. This is where a lot of the owners and the buyers and the managers from all of the feed and seed stores all across the country, they come to this event. It's February. Chick Days is coming up for a lot of people across the country. It's even really started in Florida in the warmer climates. We've been reporting on that. Some of the press releases that are going out now for Chick Days down in Florida in the warmer climates. And so a lot of the dealers, the store managers, the buyers for the stores across the country come to this event. They look at the products that these vendors have, and then they order. In fact, out in the lobby, we'll show you they can get a little handheld machine where you scan the UPC code, how much you want of that, and then they print that off, and it ships right to them. So a lot of the store managers and buyers are at this show, and they're actually looking at product to put in their store that you might want as the consumer. So that's what this big trade show is really all about today as we're coming through. We're kind of in a... chick area. There we go. And We've got Chemtech. We've got DBC Ag Products, Twin Mountain Fence Company. And so over here to the left, we've got Milk Products, MPC Corp. Now, a lot of these companies you may not have heard of because they may not actually put their specific corporation name on their product. So you may not be familiar with that as we come through here. We've got Electrolock, a revolutionary new fencing system, Van Beek, Dervet, looks like lots of dog products, Wormer for dogs, Flyrid, and other cat goods. You rolled over my cord, back up a little bit. Back up. There we go. Shorten this cord up just a tad bit, folks. Coming through. Tough Stuff Products. A lot of you are probably familiar with Tough Stuff Products. You can see they got the water troughs here and the feed troughs that you've got. And so they're going to be here with their product. Coming on up this Omega Fields. Premium award-winning stabilized flax products. Coming up through here. Hey, Jen, let's try to get a shot. Let's move up a little bit closer and you can get a shot. I was quite amazed when we came into this portion. If you'll turn the camera and get this thing is about 12 feet tall, folks. Advertising the Chicken Whisperer radio show. If we can get that in the video, it is just mammoth. Maybe it's about 10 feet tall. It's got a big logo at the top. Okay, hang on just a second. You give you an idea of how tall this thing is. So you can get an idea of exactly how tall that is. I was truly amazed when I saw that. Very pleased and amazed. Coming up here, one of our radio sponsors that just signed on is My Amish Goods. And they're going to have four of their coops here over the trade show days. And they've already have a couple of here. Looks like a rabbit hutch. And then a coop over there. Jen's getting via the HD video. And they have all their kind of decorative products as well for your home. Furniture, Adirondack chairs, mailboxes. They're getting into bees. So they've got the homemade beehives and the bee equipment as well. And lots of decorative things for the yard. We'll be specifically talking with them and interviewing them tomorrow and on Tuesday so they can tell us about their company and their products as well. And again, not just poultry folks, but all kinds of things when it comes to equine. Country Vet, Waterbury Company Incorporated is here. Animed is here, getting an idea. Farnham is here with a lot of their products, the Repel X, Equispot, Super Mask 2 for your horses, Horseshoer's Secret, lots of equine. We see Ivercare, some Wormer for the horses. And then, of course, you've got any and every product here on the wall, Jen, if you can kind of scan. And, of course, they're running all kinds of specials for all of these things that the stores and the managers might want for you, the consumer. We've got Wall here with their trimmers. I'm going to come over here and see them setting up. And we're going to be going down over the next day. We'll be setting up interviews, and we'll be putting that maybe on the Facebook page of who specifically we're going to be interviewing tomorrow and Monday. We'll be broadcasting live at our regular time on Eastern Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard. Wall is getting set up with a lot of their trimmers. Hello. We'll be by to interview over the next couple of days. Perfect. We got stall dry deodorizers, absorbent products limited, Hilton Herbs, the natural answer. Looks like for all sorts of pets, poultry, cats, dogs, equine, the whole nine yards setting up for the show. Wonderful. We're going to turn around here, Jen. We've got Better Animal Health down there, Rugged Ranch. And then we're going to go into the bigger room. This is a little bit of a smaller room, but the other one is absolutely mammoth. They wanted to try to keep a lot of the poultry-related businesses on this side. I know everybody out there is getting ready for the big game a little later today, and of course everybody here is too. They're working very hard to try to get their booth set up so they can go to one of the five restaurants that are on site here at the Hershey Lodge with the big screen TVs to look at the game. So Jen and I are also looking forward to that as well. So we hope that the video is coming in clear. We hope the audio is coming in clear. Again, we just wanted to give a little test of the internet connectivity we have here, the sound, the HD video, all brand new, first of its kind, and working on it here at the Bradley Caldwell Show in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Now, we're exiting one of the trade show floor rooms, and we're getting out in here to the main hallway. We still have some more folks setting up Vortex and Nutramax, and you name it, it's here, folks. Getting ready for the show coming up tomorrow and on Tuesday. We've got Integra Systems that's out here in the hallway. We've got computers lined up here at booth 263 for current Bullseye dealers that participate. You can see show special. You can get a scanner, and you can use a for quick and efficient ordering. Scan the item UPC code and enter the quantity. Then you download the scanned order to the Bullseye software for final editing. Transmit the order to BCI, and wham, bam, there you go. Your order is complete. So you can go while you're here as the manager, owner, buyer for your store or your group of stores and order how many you want. And then that'll get sent over to the computer, and voila. You have made your order. Here's one of my favorite things coming up. In fact, I might have to one of these background. All of the great Dungeon Digger toys. I'm going to go get one. Shh, don't tell anybody. That right there, folks, probably is about as close as I'm going to get to the real deal 6410 tractor, because they are a pretty penny. But if you've got kids, these are quality made. These are awesome. And I know a lot of y'all are familiar with these, so just had to stop there. I definitely have my eye on one of these. Alrighty, as we keep on going, we've got Ames True Temper. A lot of y'all are familiar with the Ames products, the shovels, the scoops, the hay, the rakes, the whole nine yards. They're setting up. Got the wheelbarrows, Wart Brothers, Hamburg Industries, brooms. Now here is, this room is about four times the size of the room we just came from. I'm going to stop right here, folks. And what Jen's going to do, she's going to pan come out a little bit more. She's going to just kind of pan through to give you an idea of how big this room is with lots of suppliers. She'll pan through, as you can see, how large this trade show really is. Hundreds, I would say, of vendors are here selling their product to, again, the managers and buyers of feed and seed stores all across the country. They come here, they look, they buy, and then guess what? They put it in their stores for you. Getting out of the way here. People are trying to set up. A little cooler in this room because they got the big bay doors open to the outside. Job's Organics, great for organic gardening, delivers results faster. Looks like we've all kind of got some Biozone formula, vegetable and tomato. Looks like it's an organic fertilizer. They've got raised garden kits. They got the mock owls to try to keep the predators away. They've got the bird netting, which is great even for chickens, actually, to put above your runs to keep the hawks and owls from coming down and those predators. We've done that for many years before we went to the actual real poultry netting. It's great. A cheaper alternative. Poultry netting can get very expensive. We've got bird feeders over here, all different types of bird products. Jiffy and Ferry Morse Seed Company. Everybody's familiar with the Jiffy pots, the Jiffy peat pots. Get a quick review of that. Most of y'all know all about Jiffy. You know, seed starting, all getting ready for the spring, and your backyard gardens, and your maters, and your peas, and your corn, and your okra. Novelty manufacturing. Look at those pots. Those are some Napa. Very beautiful pots and very colorful. for indoors or out, it looks like. So as you can see, kind of the wide variety of folks that are here setting up. Any kind of tool you'd ever want, Jonathan Green Turf Products, Gulfstream Home and Garden, Liquid Fence Company, Incorporated. As we come through, you can just kind of get a sense of how big this really, really is. We've got some outdoor fireplaces here, trooper tools over there. I see some hay rakes over there, some pitchforks, hoses. Miracle-Gro, Scott's Miracle-Gro is here. You can get an idea of over there. You've got the Roundup Pro. You've got Miracle-Gro, Osmocote. A lot of things you're all familiar with. Scott's Grass Seed, Songbird, No Mess Patio Blend, Bird Seed. We've got that. Got a bird. Actually, looks like a mixture of feeders here, hummingbird feeders, and the other bird feeders that you can see. Red Barn Pet Products are here, Marshall Pet Products, Wilford W. Estes Company. That looks like it might be actually a water landscape and water. We've got Pet Ag Incorporated, Bell Rock Growers. Let us move over here so the folks getting eager. Oh, take a look at this. Front Seat Net Pet Barrier. Hit the road with Solvit. There's a pet barrier there for your dogs that you can put between the front seat and the back seat of your car or SUV, and it actually keeps the dog from wanting to come up and lick your ears. How many times have we experienced that? They got a bench seat cover for your dog so you don't get all that hair all over your car seats. You've got even a little booster seat for the smaller dogs. You've got a waterproof hammock seat cover that you can put in the back of your car or your SUV so you don't get all that dog hair everywhere. How often do we have to deal with that, Jen, when we take Penny and Marianne on long trips or down to the farm store, down to the farmhouse? We got the pet factory. Look at those dog treats. Maybe we can get some of those for Penny and Marianne before we leave. Give them a little treat on that. We got the Brampton Company, Lawn Spot Away, another big pet company. And let's see, I think we'll still be able to squeeze through here. We've got all kinds of critter cages, life stages, the cages for your dogs and cats. You've got the beds that go inside of those. You've got dry paws for training and the floor protection pads that we've got. And you've got the beds for them that you can put inside the life cages as well. That's what me and Jen do. We have two life cages for Penny and Marianne, and then we have a bed that goes in the bottom so they can, regarding that. So see if we can sneak through. I think we're going to be able to sneak through. Excuse me, sir. Coming right through. Thank you so much. All righty. So not just about poultry, folks, but we got poultry, dog, cat, gardening, tools, lawn, you name it. They're going to have it here at the show. And we're going to bring it to you live in HD video, live audio, and live chat room. We're trying to make a maze here. There we go. Perfect. Thanks, Jen, for saving that. It was a whole kiosk of stuffed animals for your pets. Here we have some, looks like maybe some gerbil, some guinea pig, and some small pet ferret cages here as well. I see the hamster balls. You can put the hamster inside that clear ball and have it run all over the yard. Four Paws Products, Radio Systems Incorporated. It looks like it might be wireless fences for your dogs. Let's head back over this way, Jen. We got Fiesta Treat Company. Tons and tons of things, folks. So you have a pet store, farm and garden, anything where you have customers that love their animals. This is where they're going to be buying a lot of their product coming up in the spring. KT Products, Green Pet Products. That's a big thing we've seen when we were up in St. Louis 2 weeks ago was a big, big increase in green products, whether it be green additives for the waterer or green chemicals that you can spray on the animals itself to leave
sound.
We're still doing good? Okay. And sound check, if you can just let us know in the chat room. You'll do 40 for us, sound check 40, and let us know how we're coming. We're in a different room now. We're moving around, and I want to make sure that we still have good internet connectivity with our broadcast, both in the HD web and the sound. So test number 40, if you'll just type in the chat room. I know there's about a 25-second delay, but if you'll put a 40 and let us know how we're sounding right now, now that we're in a completely other broadcast area, completely different room. Okay, I'm going to let Jen continue to look at that. Coastal Pet Products. Looks like we have lots of leashes here, brushes for your dogs, toys for your dogs. Coming on around, let me get some of the wrap out of the way for our cart to get through. Coming on around, let's see what we got here, Jen. This looks really cool. Intelligent Ideas, Happy Pets, Play With Me. And it's a webbed Wonder Ball squeaky action super toy from Global Pet Expo. It got first place 2010 under the dog category, Best in Show Award, New Product Showcase. Can you hear? So very cool. Looks pretty stout too as well. Moving right along. So see, not just about backyard poultry, folks. We will be interviewing. Now look at this, peanut butter flavor wafer cookies. Now these look absolutely good to eat for even me. Dog treats made with natural ingredients, proudly made in the USA for the dog who is more than just a pet. Peanut butter flavored wafer cookies. We've got chicken flavor training treats, vanilla flavor sandwich creams. Now let me tell you, I'm going to read the ingredients on these because, man, I could take this back to the hotel room tonight and eat these myself. Sugar, dextrose, salt, sodium, bicarbonate, dried whey, corn syrup, lectin, natural vanilla flavor, natural butter flavor, vegetable fat, turmeric, garlic powder, wheat flour, dried milk, manufactured by Exclusively Pet Incorporated in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, proudly made in the USA. I'm telling you, Jen, those look very tasty with a glass of milk. May have to try that a little bit later. They even have carob flavor. Wafer cookies. How awesome is that? Okay, Exclusively Dog Cookies. There's some more. Man, they look so good, I'm telling you. We got pet bedding. Lots and lots of toys for any kind of animal. More beds. More of the beds that go in the cages. Quality bedding. Jen's going to get some pictures of that as we come by. She's doing a great job. Browns, when it's more than just a hobby. F.M. Browns. This is like walking through just a mammoth pet store, folks. Anything and everything from equine to chickens, you name it. You can see here, you come up, and this is kind of what will happen. As we showed you earlier, they'll get one of those handheld scanners. They'll come up to this product, and they'll say, you know what? I really like this. Can you get me? Okay, the camera just wide angle. I'm not used to the HD wide angle. And it looks like the camera's pointing way over there, and I'm over here. So they'll come in, and they'll scan the UPC code, and then or however many cases they want, and then they'll download that to Bradley Caldwell Incorporated, and then that's the way they're going to get their ship to them. And you can see here, $30 cash back. Purchase 84 bags of 20-pound Bird Lovers Blend, Better Blend, and $30 cash back. So everybody's running specials. $70 cash back, $50 cash back, $60 cash back. You've got aquariums from Marineland here, Tetra aquariums right here. So you just come up, scan the UPC code, how many you want. Boom, they're shipped to all your stores. That simple. So the reason why we're doing this is because I know a lot of you folks can't get out all over the country to stores. You may not be able to have the time to go to the stores. You're like, hey, man, that would be so awesome to go to that show way up there in Hershey. But I'm down in Florida, so now we're bringing it to you live via radio, chat room, and video. So you can see exactly what goes on. We're going to show you specifically some of the products over the next 2 days that you may actually see in your local store. And you can give us feedback in the chat room, whether you like it, whether you don't like it, whether you'd like it in your store, the whole nine yards. We can relay your information to the actual manufacturer and the distributors of the product if you want them in your area. So that's why we're doing this. First of its kind, we were the first ones ever to broadcast live video at the Ohio National Poultry Show. We got live judging on camera. We got the birds on camera. We interviewed the vendors on camera. The whole docket. It was great. And we got so much feedback. We said, you know what? Let's take the show on the road, and we're going to try to hit as many places as we can in 2011 to give you the information that you're wanting. So that's kind of what we're doing over the next couple of days. Nature's Miracle Stain Remover. More Tetra Pond products. Food as well. Look at all these treats, Jen, over here. We got the Dingo, Dena Treats, Dental Bone, Crunch and Stuff, Megabone, Indulgence, more Denta treats for your dogs. Keep those teeth clean. Keep that plaque down. We got Litter Box. This is, again, it's just like walking through a huge pet store. And so if you love your pets, this is the place to be. Or at least tell your local store exactly what they want. Coming out here a little bit further. Coming out here kind of in the lobby, you can see that BCI Corporate is getting ready for all the store managers and the store buyers to come out here. You can see through video all the little shopping carts they've got. They've got all the freebies, all the handouts that they've got. Every single person coming to the show is going to get one of these. They can go in and place their order. It's got a map to where all the other places are so they can get there. Nope, no problem at all. No problem. So all kinds of great things. I'm going to show you something that me and Jen saw earlier on our way to lunch, and absolutely fabulous. This is where we might need the light, Jen. I want to show you all some of this garden furniture. It's absolutely beautiful. Kind of get the broadcast card out of the way a little bit. And we may actually shed a little bit more light on the situation. But they've got benches. They've got bar stools and chairs. They've got the swings. If you don't have something to hang the swing from, they've got the swing with the mount. They've got different scenes you can put into the bench itself. So if you like the big tree scene, if you're a deer avid hunter, they've got the deer scene. If motorcycles, they've got the motorcycles. I specifically like the one with the old John Deere tractor, the hay bales, and the barn in the back. How awesome is that? If you're an equine lover, they've also got the horse scenes up there. They've got the coat racks you can hang just as you come in from the front door. Hang your coat right there. They've got the tables. They've got the little benches for the little tykes in your life. And it looks like they've got a nice wooden bench, too, that even has the metal scene that they can put right in there as well. Jen, if you're getting that. Did we increase the light so people can see? The video is coming in loud and clear. Very good. And so very, very cool there. You've got the welcome. Now, I'd probably come in and hang my keys on that, or have the tractor key hanging right there on that welcome sign when you come into the door. But these are really great products, and probably set up for me to just sit right down here. And I'm thinking maybe we can broadcast the show on Monday and Tuesday from right here, and I can rock back and forth. Maybe if I can get the hotel to bring me down a big plasma TV, then I can sit here and watch the game tonight in comfort, rocking back and forth from Hershey, Pennsylvania at the Bradley Caldwell Show. So because this booth is here, it looks like I'm probably going to have to hide the credit cards from my wife because she already has her eye on a couple of things. But maybe that can be her special treat for helping me on the road during this Bradley Caldwell Show. So we'll definitely, on Monday or Tuesday, we'll come back by, give this young lady our business card. We'll set up a time on Monday or Tuesday where we can actually interview her. And she can tell us all about her products, how they're made, where they're made, the whole nine yards, and what stores you might be able to find them at. Okay, is the light too much? Are we getting some shadow? Do we need to turn that down a little bit? How's it looking? Checking the video here. Good? Video? Jen? Video? Too much light? Because we're good? All righty, good deal. Okay, we're going to come back through the main registration area here at the Bradley Caldwell Show. People are checking in. They're finding out where their booth is and getting all set up for tomorrow's show, which I think officially starts at 1 o'clock. And we've got the pan over there, Jen. You can see all of them hard at work, getting everybody checked in for the show. Hey, everybody! Cool beans there. Getting everybody checked in. Man, this is a big event. Lots goes into it. They've probably already started booking and planning for next year's event. I can assure you of that. Back over here at Bullseye 5, pulled out that product where you can just scan the UPC code, punch in how many you want, and voila! Bradley Caldwell, distributor's going to get it right out to their store, just like that. Piranha Incorporated is here. Plant Supports. Need those stakes for all the tomatoes you're going to be planting this spring. And here we are coming back into the Aztec room. This is where actually we are and where our booth is and where we are broadcasting a lot of the radio shows from as we come in here. Farnham products. Again, we talked about that. Still doesn't look like My Amish Goods. They probably made another run back home to get three more coupes that they're going to have on display here at the Bradley Caldwell Show. They've got one as we work our way back to our broadcast booth, making our way in and around the products. Here we are back at My Amish Goods. Of course, tomorrow we'll be able to maneuver just a little bit better because everybody won't be. They'll be completed and done setting up. Coming around here to the Mana Pro booth. They're getting set up here as well. And, of course, a lot of these faces look familiar from our trip a couple of weeks ago to St. Louis and Mana Pro, of course, right next to the Chicken Whisperer booth, folks. We're broadcasting live right now nationwide, and you can wave to the camera and say hello, and these are my great friends from Mana Pro that got us up here, and we'll be spending a lot of time with them. We'll be talking with them on Monday and Tuesday as well about their awesome products, and maybe they even brought a couple of posters we can show you. The Oster Professional products, again, clippers for any really animal, but specifically for the equine. Bannock's Wound and Hoof Care is here. Grooming products, Equine Research, Kinetic Technologies. That's what we've got here. All right, Jen, I'm going to head back down to our booth. We'll get situated there. And then we'll do a couple of more sound checks, and then we'll kind of wrap it up for today. I just wanted to give everybody, number one, we wanted to test our equipment, test our mobility here at the show for tomorrow and on a Tuesday, and see what kind of HD video we had, see what kind of video. And then, of course, coming around here to our booth, and we parve. Still haven't got our banner up, folks, yet. We're working on that. Lots of great folks here. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be, again, broadcasting the radio show live tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll probably extend the radio show to 2 hours, so we'll probably broadcast live from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow, and then as well on Tuesday. And here in just a few minutes, my work day is not done. We're going to go around to the different booths that we just saw, and we're going to start scheduling interviews for tomorrow's show in kind of an organized fashion. So tomorrow and Tuesday, you'll be able to talk specifically to the manufacturers of these products, and they're going to tell you all about their product, and you can decide how you can use that on your farm, in your backyard, whether it be urban, suburban, or rural. And so that's kind of the game plan over the next couple of days. Also, it looks like at 4 p.m. tomorrow, 7 p.m. tomorrow, and 9 a.m. on Tuesday, we're going to be doing some booth talks here at the Chicken Whisperer booth. So we've already got a kind of a PA system lined up here. People are going to gather around, and we're going to tell them really about the backyard poultry movement, the urban farming movement, the urban gardening movement, the sustainability movement. Tell them why it's such a movement that's taking on across the country, across the world, who these people are, why they're doing it, and how to actually get in contact with you through meetup groups, through the poultry shows, through the websites like backyardchickens.com, the whole nine yards, because they want to know, how can I get my product that I have developed specifically for the chicken keeper, the backyard chicken keeper, how can I get it into their hands? How do I find these folks? And so just like with Mana Pro, we raved about the Ohio National in November, and voila, they were there. They were in the booth next to us, and they were showcasing their great product, specifically poultry conditioner, which is great for the plumage of the birds, and that has really taken off in the show and in the fancy part of the poultry industry. To the fanciers, that poultry conditioner from Mana Pro. So we'll be doing also the in-booth talks while we're here, and we might, it doesn't look like any of them are actually scheduled, so we probably won't be broadcasting live for any of those, and we'll have our hands full with the broadcast equipment here, but we'll be doing talks and educating these folks all about you, your needs and your wants as the backyard poultry keeper, the show poultry, the wind power, the solar power, the sustainability, water collection, we're going to be sharing to these vendors and manufacturers exactly what you want, why you want it, where you want to get it, and how price is very important. So that's kind of what we're going to be doing at the show. Again, broadcasting live from Hershey, Pennsylvania at the Bradley Caldwell Show 2011. And it is a beautiful facility. You know, we checked in yesterday, Jen and I checked in. Each of us got a free Hershey bar just for checking in. We go to dinner. We go to the Hershey Grill. And I would say probably over half of the items that you can buy from the menu have some type of chocolate formed in them. I got a grilled chicken with a rice pilaf, and it had a chocolate cherry kind of drizzled over the chicken. So very, very most a lot of the desserts, obviously, as you would think, are chocolate. And I was telling folks on our Facebook page that even the wallpaper in the bathroom of our hotel has Hershey Kisses all over it, kind of designed into the wallpaper. It's all kind of chocolate themed, as you would expect. And then yesterday in the gift shop, we found a 2-pound. You can see some of these pictures on our Facebook page. Join us, won't you, at facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer, facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. But a 2-pound Hershey Kiss, 2 pounds Hershey Kiss, the largest in the world they have right here. So I couldn't hardly eat but maybe about this much of that. But I'm sure there's somebody out there, some of our listeners who are chocoholics, that could probably eat that 2-pound Hershey Kiss. So they have a whole Chick Days area here lined up. We have waterers, we have feeders, we had heat lamps, we have heat lamp bulbs. We've got the extension cords. We've got poultry grit, chick starter, oyster shell, game bird, show bird feed. We've got poultry conditioner, the big 5-gallon waterers, the big 22-pound feeders. We've got the incubators from Miller Manufacturing. And then we've got this right here. Jen, if we can kind of scan back, if I need to move the card out some, is the a little chicken coop from also one of our radio show sponsors, Ware Manufacturing. Ware Manufacturing. So you can kind of see that we've got the chicken, this little chicken coop. And here, let me see if I can open this up for you, Jen. There you go. You take a look down in there as well. And this is some of the stuff that we're going to be doing on Monday and Tuesday as we line up these interviews. We'll have specific interviews with people that make all of this, all of these goodies. And so you can see the products that you might want this spring as you start raising your chicks or adding chicks or additional chicks to your brood there at the house. So we're going to have a great time. Jen, if you'll switch over to Blog Talk and see about kind of what time frame we have here, that we may kind of wrap it up. About 30 minutes? 3 minutes? Yeah. It should say that. Okay, 13 minutes. That's about good timing, folks. We appreciate you for joining us. It was a last-minute show. Jen and I had to set up our equipment. We wanted to test our equipment. We wanted to test our sound because, again, this is the first of its kind, broadcasting live in HD video at a trade show with Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So I wanted to give you a taste, just a taste of what's going to be happening tomorrow live at noon, Tuesday live at noon. We'll extend the show probably to 2 hours long, and we'll be talking to, again, the manufacturers and the distributors of the products that that you want in your backyard for your animals, for your poultry, for your equine, for your dogs, for your cats, the whole nine yards. So we'll be posting more pictures on our Facebook page. We will be returning tomorrow right here on Blog Talk Radio, both HD video, radio, and chat room from the Bradley Caldwell Show here in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So we appreciate you joining us today. We appreciate all your help in the chat room, going through our sound checks, our video checks, the whole nine yards, making sure we're all set for tomorrow. We're excited about it. I hope you have a great time with your friends and family tonight watching the big game. I'm not really partial to either the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Green Bay Packers, so I'm not really sure who I'm going to be rooting for yet, but I don't know if I'll be a cheesehead tonight or a steel worker tonight. I'm not really sure, one of the two. We'll just have to see. But should be a good game. At least I hope it's a good game. Yeah, and the commercials, that's almost one reason to watch the entire game is the commercials. So hopefully you've got some chicken wings, no pun intended, for tonight's game. And maybe some pizza ordered. Maybe you're just going a totally organic Super Bowl. Good for you if you do that. And we'll be back tomorrow, Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio for a special two-hour show, both video, chat room, and audio, as well as Tuesday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for folks in the chat room. If you're a first-time listener, you'll be in for a treat, because, again, we're on the road. So we hope you have a great evening with family and friends watching the big game, and we'll see you tomorrow right here from Hershey, Pennsylvania, on the trade show floor of the Bradley Caldwell Trade Show, all about your animals. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Sound was good. So that was good.